Last week marked 21 years since 23-year-old Joanne Jody LeCornu was shot and killed near the city-county line in Towson, and still no one has been charged in her death. Now, WIPR's Kenneth Burns reports LeCornu's twin sister complains that Baltimore County Police are not doing enough to solve the case and has sued to get her hands on the case file.
Jenny Carreri is frustrated that county police appear to be no closer to solving her sister's murder now than they were on that snowy morning in 1996. She charges that detectives have mishandled the case.
They were not following up on leads, lying, contradicting themselves. It's incredible what we've gone through.
She wants to put the case in front of a fresh set of eyes. Carreri requested the case filed through the Maryland Public Information Act, or MPIA, last August. 2 weeks later, police rejected the request on the grounds that it would interfere with an open case. Carreri then filed a civil suit in October to get the file. She says it was a tough decision because of the respect for law enforcement ingrained in her by her dad, the late John LeCornu, a former Anne Arundel County prosecutor.
I've trusted them for so long. Why would you not trust the police? Why would you not? Do you see what I'm saying?
John LeCornu died of cancer in 2006 with no answer as to who shot his daughter in the early morning hours of March 2, 1996. Carreri says her sister was not acting as her normal self at that time.
She had a lot of anxiety and she would not have driven in the snow. She was asked to drive an employee home. She never would have done that. She never would have gone to sit in a parking lot by herself.
According to reports, Jody LeCornu had left the Mount Washington Tavern in the city at closing time and was sitting in her car in the parking lot of what is now the Drumcastle Government Center on York Road. She was making phone calls when someone approached her white Honda Civic and shot her. LeCornu managed to drive across the street to the Giant Food parking lot where she died. Carreri thinks that her twin sister knew the gunman.
Her window was rolled down, which makes one believe that she knew the person because she wouldn't have rolled her window down just to talk to somebody in the middle of the night.
Witnesses told investigators a man followed LeCornu's car until it stopped. The man then got out of his car, reached into LeCornu's Honda to take something and left, heading toward the city. After all these years, Carreri says it's time someone else takes a look at the case.
We need to have her file and somebody else needs to work on it. I feel that her case can be solved.
County Police spokeswoman Elise Armacost says the LeCornu case is open and was active as recently as January. She said detectives traveled to California to pursue leads, but declined to comment further because of Carreri's suit. Patricia Hall, a law professor at the University of Baltimore, says Carreri will have a hard time getting her hands on the case file if the judge goes by the letter of the law. But there could be room for meditation.
The judge also could look at this case in camera. Certainly, I'm sure, not the extensive file that Baltimore County has. But the judge may be willing to look through some of it and say, look, I don't see why we can't divulge some of this. You know, let's try and reach a happy medium here.
Carreri's attorney, Michael May, did propose a compromise to county police, allowing the case file to be viewed only by his legal team, including a private investigator. A court date is scheduled for March 21st. I'm Kenneth Burns for 88.1 WYPR.